I think that tonight was a mom.
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another Grease Paul night in Philly. Philly.
Facts.
Welcome to the Grease Pole Podcast. I'm Victoria. And not Corey talks because I don't know.
You're good. What's up, everybody? Episode 105 up in here. Appreciate you taking part. Subscribe, rate, review, comment below if you feel the need, all that good stuff. I started here months ago ranting about my thoughts on the Jordan Davis pick and the fact that not only did Howie Roseman move up to get him, but he took him when Kyle Hamilton was still on the board. So I'm here to say, though, I might have been wrong. And I'm judging this off of one, like, eight-second clip that V's brother sent me earlier.
Shout out to Kenny.
Yeah, shout out Kenny. Big shout out Kenny, who dropped me a message earlier from Eagles training camp, Eagles practice, where Jordan Davis just puts second-round pick Cam Jurgens center on fucking skates and manhandles the dude.
It looks like his feet aren't even touching the ground, Justin. He just goes. Like, it just, he slides.
It's embarrassing, dude. It's embarrassing. Like, that's the worst thing to happen if you're an offensive lineman. Like, and it wasn't, it's not like
you
Cam Jurgens.
You can probably see it in the camera if you put it up.
I could try to see if I could send it to him. Like, it's not like Cam Jurgens was doing anything wrong either. It's not like he, you know, wasn't low, didn't have a low center of gravity. It wasn't any of that. It was just Jordan Davis is this fucking unreal. And you can see, like, Cam Jurgens' feet physically, like, leave the ground, like, three times. It's unbelievable. It gave me a lineman boner. It made me, like, I was so, like, how excited was I when I saw that?
His exact words were, "This is the kind of shit that gets my dick hard for football."
Yes, it was just like,
or
oh my
lineman Descartes, I think, or I can't remember the
exact
words,
like,
but yes.
I have a massive football lineman boner over this because it's just unreal. Like, that's not supposed to happen. That's not. And it like we said about Jordan Davis, like, surreal as a human being. Like, he's massive, he's a monster, he looks like fucking human CGI.
If I remember correctly, you called him the SUV several times.
Yes, he's a Chevy Suburban, but the dude is athletic. I will give him that. I still stand by the fact that Kyle Hamilton was the pick. That's the pick I would have made. I think that's the pick most people would have made. But regardless, the choice and the decision to draft Jordan Davis brought this clip into my life, which does make me happy. So thank you, Howie, for that. It's just, embarrassing.
It seems like Howie likes to, like, I don't know, he likes to be away from the norm. He's the hipster of the NFL draft.
Yeah, he's very smartest guy in the room syndrome. He's very much the stereotype you have of, like, guy in a lifted truck, like, with the balls hanging from the tow hitch. Like, that's the energy Howie gives off to me. Is very overcompensatory. But I mean, look, if it works out, and it brought this clip into my life, so I'm happy. And like we say, it's not even that I didn't think Jordan Davis was a talented player. Like, it's he's there for a reason. His athletic testing was insane for a dude his size. I will vehemently say that Kyle Hamilton should have been the pick there. But instead, you guys got him because Eric DaCosta is a smart general manager.
So anyway, about embarrassment.
Yeah.
We decided on this segment of the Grease Poll.
Yeah, since Cam Jurgens got embarrassed as fuck by Jordan Davis, we had the idea, like, within, obviously, what you're willing to share into a live microphone, V was like, embarrassing stories.
From high school.
What do we got? Like, I know immediately what I'm going with. It's pretty humiliating, but there's that. I don't know if anyone wants to go first, or should I just go ahead?
I mean, how do you want to... Do you know yours, Justin, or do you need a minute to think?
I thankfully don't have a tremendous amount of them. And the one I'm about to share is very, very tame, but it was at the time very, very embarrassing. I just learned that a friend of mine in my English class in 10th grade was somebody I actually went to kindergarten with in New York. like we had been separated. He moved here to Virginia and went to Hampton High. And then we moved here my freshman year and went to Hampton High.
Crabbers he, represent.
He and I met in 10th grade in this English class. And we got to talking and found out that we did indeed. We went to kindergarten together. Our moms were like best friends in high school.
Okay.
That kind of level of, we didn't know they were here.
Yeah.
And so this made me comfortable in the class because I had a friend that I knew.
Right.
And
I can be vulnerable.
My English teacher calls me up and says, you know, hey, come get your grade. And my friend goes, what was your grade? And I go, none of your damn business, all loud. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me like I had just, yeah. And I was like, oh.
Oh, geez.
Ooh. And so, yes, that did not go well. Ultra embarrassing. That's one of those few that, like, even though it's nothing, it's a nothing burger.
Well,
it haunts me. Like, I think about that a lot.
At the time, though, dude, like, cursing in school used to make you feel like you had hair on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, it didn't matter if it was a damn, a hell, or a shit, or a fuck, or a whatever. You got that, like, ooh. Mm-hmm. And you were like, I have the approval of everyone in the room except for the
figure.
Yeah, the authority figure.
The person who controls my grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I was going to say, it's like that Kevin Hart skit all over again.
Yes.
The whole, my mom let me say one word, and he said like 16 words yeah. to teacher.
Mm-hmm. You have to, though, in that situation. You have to.
All right. Would you like to follow up, sir?
So my gimmick was Phoebus Little League. I'm pretty sure I was in.
Oh, well, you went that far. Okay.
Well, yeah, this was, I don't even know if I told you this. This is what I'm saying. You might learn something new here about me live.
Okay.
But I think I told you this, but anyway, that's why I had an affinity for the Astros to this day. Your boy got drafted by the Astros, rocked the Astros hat, old school Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, star logo, until they started banging trash cans. Cause I was like, they drafted me. So therefore I must like them forever. So I played for the Astros. I was third base for the Astros. And, I don't remember the team we were playing. It doesn't matter. I was always really mad, side note, that I wasn't on the Phillies team because they only had a select few. Like, they didn't have the entire Major League Baseball teams, but the Phillies were one. And I used to get mad when I would see them play, and I wasn't like, I was like, oh, man.
I want to wear that uniform.
Yeah, I want to play for them. So anyway, third base for the Astros, and It was an evening game. Duh, no shit. We were in school. They all were because we couldn't play while we were at school. But I remember the sun was starting to go down because the lights came on at the field. And I really had to fucking pee. Like, really bad. And your bladder when you're 11 or 12 or whatever the fuck age I was is not like it is now where I've got like trucker bladder and I'm like, okay, dashboard time for the year. I can hold my shit for 12 hours if I got to. Like, I had to go. And it was a problem. And I didn't want to miss whatever it was in the batting order. I can't remember. Like, I was coming up. So I didn't want to, like, coach, can I go pee? And I didn't want to miss my turn, at the dish.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let me ride this thing out real quick. Naturally, my turn didn't come to bat. So now we're out in the field. And I'm sitting there. And, of course, as Murphy's Law would have it, pitcher's taking forever to get dudes out, the whole nine. And I'm doing, like, the pee-pee dance over there on third base, which, by the way, visitors dug out right there on the third base line. So I'm not even by my homies. Mm-hmm. I'm by the enemy, right? So, I'm sitting there, man, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I got to go, dude. And you're wearing, like, the gimmick, the baseball uniform or whatever, the pants with the candy stripes and shit. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay. My logic at the time, not fully mentally developed, was if I just let a little bit out, it'll alleviate some of the pressure, and then I'll be good to go for, the middle of the inning, and I can go pee, will be right in the world.
Time out. Can we just cover this logic you had?
Absolutely. It's so convoluted, I know.
Your logic was, it was I will pee myself a little to save myself from peeing myself a lot.
Yes. Spoiler alert. You want to know how this ends up? It didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work at all. Because
open the levee.
No, bro. Once it started, when the levee breaks, it came, dude. It was like a goddamn geyser.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, you could see it. It was coming out of my pants, dude. And like, it's one of those things where
I know your mom too. She's so surly. So wasn't like she came up to you and was like, oh, I'm so sorry. She was like, why the fuck did you wear pants?
Yeah, so exactly. So I'm sitting there and like fucking, I mean, you can see it. I mean, pee. It smells like asparagus out there. And you're hearing like from the visitor's dugout, third base peed his pants. And you're like, oh, yeah, I can't like, yeah. Here I am, you know?
Way to go, Sherlock.
Yeah, hey, thanks for pointing it out because I didn't make it obvious enough already with, you know, the waterworks here. And I just remember being so embarrassed, obviously. And, like, the ride home, like, my parents didn't say anything to me. And I know in their mind they were just like, this motherfucker. Like, dude. But it was one of those things, like, you're convinced, like, this is going to stay with me for the rest of it. Like, I thought I was going to be wearing that incident like a fucking scarlet letter for the rest of my life. Mm. And, you know, it's okay now. Nobody knows except for, you know, anyone that may happen to be listening.
Yes. You know.
So there's that. I
the internet
myself.
Knows now.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we had saved that story for last because mine's not nearly as thrilling as that.
Well,
I'm not going to lie. That
it's
was
all good.
That was a
best for last. Now you go.
Oh, no, not best for last. Okay. So I was a senior in high school. Actually, more specifically, only a day before senior pictures. And I went to boarding school, so every morning we wake up and go to the cafeteria to eat food.
What's up, breakfast?
Well, we got to make our own waffles there, and I made a waffle. So,
chocolate chip?
No chocolate chip. Oh. They didn't have chocolate chips out.
So, they have blueberries, at least? That's better.
I mean, I would have to go all the way to the salad bar to go get those and then come back, and it was just a whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
I was lazy.
Just regulars.
Anyway, yeah, just regular. Fun fact about me as well, all of my front teeth are veneers. And, yeah, so anyway, so I'm sitting there eating a waffle, minding my own business, and all of a sudden one of my friends is like, yo, your mouth is bleeding. And I'm like, what? And I look down, half of my front tooth is in my plate.
No.
As I'm eating. I broke it on a waffle. With senior pictures being literally the next day.
Naturally.
Looking like a freaking hillbilly. And, of course, at first, I was friends with a lot of jerks. So they're like, yeah. They were like, oh no, ha ha ha, you look like a hillbilly. And I'm like, ooh. Mortified because I'm like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Senior pictures in Mar. I'm going to remember this moment for the rest of my life.
My mother was not amused that she had to drive an hour and a half to take me then 3 hours south to my dentist to get my tooth fixed.
She did it though?
She did it like a champ.
Shout out Cynthia for coming through in the clutch.
I had to get my senior photos retaken though because, yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Yeah. Nobody wants to look like Bobby Clark in the senior photos.
Yeah, no.
I didn't go to senior photos.
What?
I was defiant.
Hell yeah, that's so hot,
yes.
Dude.
I was like, nope.
I'm not, dude. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for Olin Mills.
I didn't want to go in to the school during summer. It was bad enough I was having to go to like a
band camp. Oh, they did ours during the year. So.
Yeah, we.
But I lived there, so I couldn't really avoid it.
Yeah.
We got ours during summer. Yeah, it was terrible. It was, yeah.
I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a fake half tuxedo, like, get out of
oh,
here.
Oh, we just dressed up formally. We didn't even do that. That's funny.
Yeah. No, they did like the collar tuxedo thing, and then you could pay more and do like all these other things. I'm not doing any of that. My dad's still mad if you ask him about it. He's like,
for real?
Yeah, you son of a bitch, because I didn't go to college, so it's like,
hey,
this was the end
out.
Of the road.
Represent, brother.
And I was like, nah, not going.
I'm good. I don't need this shit in my life. This
defiant
is precious
Justin.
4 hours of summer. I'm not going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. There. So at Kickatan, this will not surprise you to find out that there were people that paid a shit ton of money,
of course,
to get entire photo shoots done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, why?
There will be something after this, I assume. You're going to do something else in life, yes?
Right. After Green Day plays, you know life keeps going, right? Like, this is not the end of the road. At least it shouldn't be. And it certainly can't be for you because Caucasian suburbia, you have a future.
Mm.
So, yeah. I walked into mine reeking of heaters. I rocked a jersey because I was like, I want to wear a throwback. Mitchell and Ness, shout out, represent Nostalgia Company. Yeah, I did the bare minimum, dude, but it's like, I'm 34 now. You know what's happening? Like, the parents don't still have the senior photos hanging up in the house. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
My grandmother had my senior photo hanging up until the day she died.
I mean,
it was so embarrassing because I had like black hair, thick frame glasses. Like, I looked like a dork.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, why do you have this? I have so many other pictures. Just like, I just thought it was nice. I'm like, I have black nail polish on. I look like I'm like, gossed up. Like, I have so many pretty pictures. Like, what about confirmation? What about like college graduation? Like, why?
Why Chester Bennington? In the end, it doesn't even matter.
Literally.
Like, what the fuck? So yeah, that's those are our embarrassing stories. Feel free to let us know yours in the comments, or how your thoughts on how embarrassing we are. Also,
who's just the most embarrassing, y'all? Like, let's be serious.
Well,
I had to come in here with public urination.
I had a tooth missing, and I had to walk around a whole day without a tooth.
That is a bummer, because my front right one is partially fake, and when that thing pops every now and then, it's like, oh man, like, I get to look like Sean Couturier for a minute now until I'm able to get it fixed.
But no offense, you're a dude. It's a little bit more embarrassing for a chick.
Yeah, well, yeah, because stereotypes and people are gross. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
But it's also like I did this weird thing. I walked around with it for a few days, and I would stick my tongue through it, you know, because 6 years old sometimes. And it's like, if I'm going to do this, I might as well have some fun while I look like I just fucking do nothing but chew Copenhagen wintergreen all day. So there's that. But yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. See you next week, people. We very much, we don't approve of the Jordan Davis pick entirely now, but he put another human being on skates.
He says we, like he's speaking collectively for me and Justin. Justin hasn't given his opinion.
I try to be all inclusive here.
And maybe I like Jordan Davis. I like the SUV.
I bet you do, because we took him. Your team got the best safety in the draft.
I'm just saying. He did a really good job for you guys. Stop hating on him.
He did. First round pick on second round pick crime to Cam Jurgens. We will pray for you, Cam Jurgens. Get your shit together. Please don't get moved like that during the season or whenever you take over for Jason Kelce. Please
don't.
Okay,
go Birds.
Yes, go Birds. 'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. 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 Thanks.